The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mattathiah, and Shena, and Ananiah, and Ahiah, and Urijah, and Hilkiah, and Maaseiah, on his right hand, and on the left hand, Pedahiah, and Mishael, and Malchiah, and Hashum, and Ashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for it was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads, and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also Jeshua, and Bani, and Serebiah, Jabin, Akub, Shabbatai, Odijah, Maaseiah, Kelita, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, Pelahiah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and people stood in their place. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tashchata, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the Lord. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites still all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, and the priests, and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the Lord. And they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth unto the mount, and fetch olive branches, and pine branches, and myrtle branches, and palm branches, and branches of thick threads, to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth, and brought them, and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths, and sat under the booths. For since the days of Jeshua the son of Nun unto that day had not the children of Israel done so, and there was very great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God, and he kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day was a solemn assembly, according unto the manner. Chapter 9. Now, in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth, and earth for them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshipped the Lord their God. Then stood up upon the stairs of the Levites Jeshua and Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Boni, Sherebiah, Bani and Kenani, and cry with a loud voice unto the Lord their God. Then the Levites Jeshua and Kadmiel, Bani, Ashabniah, Sherebiah, Odijah, Shebaniah, and Petahiah said, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever, and blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou, even thou art Lord alone, thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preserved them all, and the host of heaven worshipped thee. Thou art the Lord, the God, who did choose Abraham, and brought him forth out of all of the Chaldees, and givest him the name of Abraham, and founded his heart faithful before thee, and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and has performed thy words, for thou art righteous, and did see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and hearest their cry by the Red Sea, and showed signs and wonders upon Pharaoh and on all his servants, and all the people of his land, for thou knowest that they dare proudly against them. So did thou get thee a name as it is this day, and thou did divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land, and their persecutors thou threwest into the deeps, as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, thou leadest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the day, in the way wherein they should go. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and speakest with them from heaven, and givest them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant, and givest them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promised them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hast sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dealt proudly, and hardened their necks, and hearkened not to thy commandments, and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou did among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, this is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt, and had wrought great provocations, yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light, and the way wherein they should go. Thou givest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withholdest not thy manna from their mouth, and givest them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years did thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing, their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. Moreover, thou givest them kingdoms and nations, and did divide them into corners, so they possessed the land of Sihon, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. Their children also multiplied thou as the stars of heaven, and brought them into the land concerning which thou hast promised to their fathers, that they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land, and thou subduest before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and givest them into their hands with their kings and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all goods, wells digged, vineyards and olive yards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat and were filled, and became fat, and delighted themselves in thy great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets which testified against them, to turn them to thee, and they wrought great provocations. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, who vexed them, and in the time of their troubles, when they cry unto thee, thou hearest them from heaven. And according to thy manifold mercies, thou givest them saviors, who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou hearest them from heaven, and many times did thou deliver them according to thy mercies, and testify against them, that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dealt proudly, and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thy judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. And withdrew the shoulder, and held in their neck, and will not hear. Yet many years did thou forbear them, and testify against them by thy spirit in thy prophets, yet will they not give ear. Therefore givest thou them into the hands of the people of the lands. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou did not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who keepest covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before thee, that has come upon us, to our kings, on our kings, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all thy people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. Howbeit, thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. Neither have our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our fathers kept thy law, nor hearkened unto thy commandments and thy testimonies, wherewith thou didst testify against them. For they have not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou givest them, and in the large and fat land which thou givest before them, neither turn they from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou givest unto our fathers, to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. And it yielded much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal unto it. Now those that sealed were Nehemiah the Tishatta, the son of Akaliah, and Sidkijah, Seraiah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malkiah, Atosh, Shebaniah, Malosh, Arim, Meremoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Kineton, Baruch, Meshulam, Abijah, Mijarmim, Miaziah, Bilgai, Shemahiah. These were the priests. And the Levites, both Jeshua the son of Azariah, Binui of the sons of Anadad, Kadmiel, Arad, their brethren, Shebaniah, Odijah, Kelita, Pelahiah, Anan, Misha, Rehob, Ashabiah, Sako, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Odijah, Bani, Baninu, the chief of the people, Parosh, Pahamuab, Elam, Sato, Bani, Buni, Azgad, Bebai, Adonijah, Bigval, Adin, Atan, Iskija, Azor, Odija, Ashom, Bezal, Arif, Anotot, Nebai, Makpiash, Meshulam, Esie, Mezabil, Zadok, Jadua, Pelataya, Anan, Ananaya, Oshia, Ananaya, Ashop, Aloshi, Alohesh, Peleha, Chubek, Rehom, Ashabna, Masaya, Ahija, Anan, Anan, Malok, Arim, Baana. And the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the potters, singers, the Netinims, and all that had separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the Lord of God, the Lord of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, every one having knowledge and having understanding, they clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a course and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our Lord, and his judgments and his statutes, and that we will not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. And if the people of the land bring ware or any sumptuous on the Sabbath day to sell, that we will not buy it of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day, and that we will leave the seventh year and the exaction of every death. Also we made ordinances for us to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of a shekel to this for the service of the house of our God, for the shewbread, and for the continual meat offering, and for the continual burnt offering of the Sabbaths, of the new moon, for the set feasts, and for the holy things, and for the sin offerings, to make an atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our God. And we cast the lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for the wood offering, to bring it into the house of our God, after the houses of our fathers, at times appointed year by year, to burn upon the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law, and to bring the first fruits of our ground, and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees, year by year, unto the house of the Lord. Also the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks, to bring to the house of our God, unto the priests that minister in the house of our God, and that we should bring the first fruits of our dough and our offerings, and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine, of oil, unto the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our village, of our tillage. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites take tithes, and the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithes unto the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasure house. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn, of the new wine, and the oil unto the chambers, where are the vessels of the sanctuary. And the priests that minister, and the potters, and the singers, and we will not forsake the house of our God. Chapter 11. And the rulers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people also cast lots to bring one of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and 9 parts to dwell in other cities. And people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. Now these are the chief of the prophets that dwelt in Jerusalem, but in the cities of Judah dwelt every one in his possession, in their cities, to wit, Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the Netinims, and the children of Solomon's servants. And at Jerusalem dwelt certain of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, of the children of Judah, Athaiah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Melalali of the children of Perez, and Messahiah, the son of Baruch, the son of Korohasan, the son of Asahiah, the son of Adahiah, the son of Joarib, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shiloni. All the sons of Perez that dwelt at Jerusalem were 408 valiant men. These are the sons of Benjamin: Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Joed, the son of Bedahiah, the son of Kolahiah, the son of Maasiah, the son of Itiel, the son of Jesahiah. And after him, Gabai, Salai, 928. And Joel, the son of Sikri, was their overseer, and Judah, the son of Senua, was second over the city. Of the priests, Jediah, the son of Jearib, Jashin, Zerahiah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Sadok, the son of Merai, the son of Ahitub, was the ruler of the house of God. And their brethren that did the work of the houses of the house were 822. And Adiah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Pelahiah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pasho, the son of Malachiah, and his brethren, chief of the fathers, 242. And Amashai, the son of Azaril, the son of Ahasai, the son of Meshilemoth, the son of Ima, and their brethren, mighty men of valor, 128. And their overseer was Sabdil, the son of one of the great men. Also of the Levites, Shemahiah, the son of Ashub, the son of Asrikam, the son of Ashabiah, the son of Buni, and Shabbatai, and Jozabad, of the chief of the Levites, had the oversight of the outward business of the house of God. And Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Sabdi, the son of Asaph, was the principal to begin the thanksgiving in prayer. And Bakpula, the second among his brethren, and Abda, the son of Shamena, Shamua, the son of Galai, the son of Jedutun. All the Levites in the holy city were 204. Moreover, the porters, Akob, Talmon, and their brethren that kept the gates were 172. And the residue of Israel, of the priests and the Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, everyone in his inheritance. But the Netinims dwelt in Ophel, and Sihah and Gispah were over the Netinims. The overseer also of the Levites at Jerusalem was Uzi, the son of Bani, the son of Ashabiah, the son of Mataniah, the son of Micah, of the sons of Asaph. The singers were over the business of the house of God, for it was the king's commandment concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers, due for every day. And Petahiah, the son of Meshesabir, of the children of Seran, the son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. And for the villages with their fields, some of the children of Judah dwelt at Kijat Abba, and in the villages thereof, and at Dibon, and in the villages thereof, and at Jekabzil, and in the villages thereof, and at Jeshua, and at Molada, and at Beth Phelet, and at Azoshur, and at Beersheba, and in the villages thereof, and at Siklag, and at Mekona, and in the villages thereof, and at Enrimon, and at Zariah, and at Jamot, Zanoah, Adulam, and in their villages, at Lachish, and the fields thereof, at Aseka, and the villages thereof, and they dwell from Beersheba unto the valley of Hinnom. The children also of Benjamin, from Geba, dwelt at Michmash, and Aijah, and Bethel, and in their villages, and at Anatot, Nob, Ananiah, Azor, Ramah, Gitaim, Adid, Zeboim, Nebolat, Lord and Ono, the valley of craftsmen, and of the Levites were divisions in Judah and in Benjamin. Chapter 12. Now these are the priests and the Levites that went up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Malok, Atosh, Zechaniah, Rahum, Meremoth, Ido, Gedato, Abijah, Miamim, Madaya, Bilga, Shemaiah, and Jarib, Jedahiah, Salu, Amok, Ilkiah, Jedahiah. These were the chief of the priests and of their brethren in the days of Jeshua. Moreover, the Levites, Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, Mananiah, which was over the thanksgiving, he and his brethren, also Bakbudkiah and Uni, their brethren, were over against them in the washes. And Jeshua begat Joachim, Joachim also begat Eliashib, Eliashib begat Jehoiada, Jehoiada begat Jonathan, and Jonathan begat Jadua. And the days of Joachim were priests, the chief of the fathers of Seraiah, Merahiah, of Jeremiah, Ananiah, of Zezra, Meshulam, of Amariah, Jehoanan, of Meliku, Jonathan, of Shebahaniah, Joseph, of Arim, Adna, of Meriot, Elkai, of Ido, Zechariah, of Genetoth, Meshulam, of Abijah, Sikri, of Minyanim, of Moadiah, Pitai, of Bilga, Shamua, of Shemaiah, Jehoanan, and of Joarib, Matenai, of Jedaish, of Jedahiah, Uzi, of Salai, Kalai, of Amok, Eba, of Hilkiah, Ashabiah, of Jedahiah, Nathaniel. The Levites in the days of Eliashib, Jehoiada, and Joanan, and Jadua were recorded. Chief of the fathers, also the priests, to the reign of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, the chief of the fathers, were written in the book of the Chronicles, even unto the days of Joanan the son of Eliashib. And the chief of the Levites, Ashabiah, Cherebiah, and Jeshua the son of Kadmiel, with their brethren over against them, to praise and to give thanks, according to the commandment of David, the man of God, word over against word. Mataniah and Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, Akub, were porters, keeping the word at the treasures of the gates. This was in the days of Joachim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Josadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor, and of Ezra the priest, the scribe. And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem, to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgiving and with singing, with cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the plain country round about Jerusalem, and from the villages of Netophati, also from the house of Gilgal, and out of the fields of Geba and Asmaveth, for the singers had builded them villages round about Jerusalem. And the priests and the Levites purified themselves and purified the people and the gates and the wall. Then I brought up the princes of Judah upon the wall, and appointed two great companies of them that gave thanks, whereof one went on the right hand upon the wall toward the dung gate. And after them went Oshaiah, and half of the princes of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshulam, Judah, and Benjamin, and Shemaiah, and Jemaiah, and Jeremiah, and certain of the priest's sons with trumpets, namely Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mataniah, the son of Micahiah, the son of Sakho, the son of Asaph, and his brethren, Shemaiah, and Azariah, Milalai, Gilalai, Mahai, Netanil, and Judah, Anani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God, and Ezra the scribe before them. And at the fountain gate, which was over against them, they went up by the stairs of the day of the city of David, and the going up of the wall above the house of David, even unto the water gate eastward. And the other company of them that gave thanks went over against them, and I after them. And the half of the people upon the wall from beyond the tower of the furnaces, even unto the broad wall, and from above the gate of Ephraim, and above the old gate, and above the fish gate, and the tower of Ananir, and the tower of Mihai, even unto the ship gate, and they stood still in the prison gate. So stood the two companies of them that gave thanks in the house of God, and I and the half of the rulers with me, and the priests Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Elianai, Zechariah, and Ananiah with trumpets, and Messiah, Shemahiah, and Eliasa, and Uzi, and Johanan, and Mekojah, and Elam, and Esa, and the singers sang loud, and Jesrahiah after their overseer, and Jesrahiah their overseer. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God hath made them rejoice with great joy. Their wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasury, for the treasures, for the offerings of the first fruits, and for the times and for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities the portions of the law for the priests and Levites. For Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. And both the singers and the potters kept the word of their God and the word of the purification, according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there was chief of the singers, and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. And all Israel in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah gave the portions of the singers and the potters every day the portion, and they sanctified holy things unto the Levites, and the Levites sanctified them unto the children of Aaron. Chapter 13. On that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Ammonites and the Moabites should not come unto the congregation of God forever, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit, our God turned the curse into a blessing. And it came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. And before this, Eliashib the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our God, was allied unto Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where aforetime they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the potters, and the offerings of the priests. But in all this time was not I at Jerusalem. For in the 2 and 13th year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, came I unto the king, and after certain days obtained I leave of the king. And I came to Jerusalem and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah in preparing him a chamber in the course of the house of God. And it grieved me so, therefore I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. Then I commanded, and they cleansed the chambers, and thither brought I again the vessels of the house of God with the meat offering and the frankincense. And I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, for the Levites and the singers that did the work were fled everyone to his field. Then contended I with the rulers, and said, why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and sent them in their place. Then brought all Judah the tithe of the corn and the new wine and the oil to the treasuries. And I made treasurers over the treasuries Shelemiah the priest, and Sadok the scribe, and of the Levites Padahiah, and next to them was Arian the son of Sako, the son of Mataniah, for they were counted faithful, and their office was to distribute unto their brethren. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God, and for the offices thereof. In those days saw I in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves and laden asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens. which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, and I testify against them in the day wherein they sold victuals. There dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said unto them, What evil thing is this that ye do, and profane the Sabbath day? Do not your fathers thus? And did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. It came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants set eye at the gates, that there should no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers of all kind of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testify against them and said unto them, Why lodge ye about the wall? If ye do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. In those days also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab, and their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their ear, and made them swear by God, saying, Ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons or for yourselves. Did not Solomon king of Israel sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange wives? And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat, the Horonite. Therefore I chased him from me. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Thus cleansed I them from all strangers, and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, everyone in his business, and for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruits. Remember me, O my God, for good. The end of the book of Nehemiah.